Starting to audio brew a bit more now, I think. I've kind of missed it, to be honest with you. I made a post a few days ago. I was kind of saying, you know, I'm going to unlink it from Twitter because there's people I've met through gaming online. Well, actually, I map more than I play. I make the gaming environments. But I still, you know, get to meet people and stuff, and I didn't really want them to know about my mental health problems and my breakdowns and, you know, agoraphobia and all the rest of the bollocks that I've had and booed about. And on the other hand, I've kind of realised in the last few days, I've been on these sort of tranquilizers that the doctor gave me, and they're really awful. I think I booed about them last time. Anyway, I've stopped them, but and had a bit more clarity, and just sort of thought, you know, that's not what I want to do. I don't want to sort of go and hide the fact that I suffer from mental health problems, and you know, it doesn't seem to sit easy with the way I've always viewed mental health and the need for it to be expressed and a bit more and talked about a lot more and helped a lot more. And that's one thing that, you know, I've definitely found in the last 6 months, that it's really hard to get help. Anyway, I'm not going to go off on a tangent about that, just really to say I'm just sort of like logging in at the minute to Audioboo and thinking, sod it, I don't really care, who knows what about me. I've nothing to hide, and it helps me to make this diary, basically. Whether people listen or not, you know, it's not about the listening. When I started doing this, I didn't know anyone would listen. That wasn't the point. But I'm still very ill, and you know, I still struggle in waves. Really, I have really good times and really not so good times. But you know, life's good. Apart from, you know, I what can I say? You know, I've got enough money with this insurance stuff to not have to work at the minute. Well, I can't work because I'm ill. So what it means is that we don't lose our house, which is really cool. We're about to move up north with Claude's job. So I'm really sort of looking forward to that and really scared about leaving Hackney, where I've lived for, you know, the last 10 years and more. So anyway, yeah, I'm just linking my account back to... I should get to the point where I'm gibbering, but that's my way, I'm afraid. I'm linking back to Twitter because I figure, fuck it, if you pardon my French. You know, if someone's a friend in any way, or if they want to know me in any way, then they might as well know the real me. I'm not really sort of in the business of hiding it, and it seems inconsistent to on Audioboo. So I'm linking back to Twitter because I don't know. I don't feel like it's something that, whilst I may talk about, you know, sort of vaguely private things, I don't really talk about the really private things. I don't talk about anything to do with other people that they object to. And I just really gibber about boring crap, but I want to keep a log of my state of mind because... I haven't really missed much by not booing in the past few months because my state of mind has generally been pretty low, pretty isolatory, pretty kind of, you know, pretty not much fun to listen to, probably. I've been quite creative. I've made an awful lot of game levels. I've been really enjoying kind of getting into the game level design and stuff. I'm learning a lot about that as I go. And I've kind of once or twice taken on little projects I shouldn't have done that were on timelines, deadlines, and I've relapsed a little bit, frankly. You know, I'm undiagnosed as yet, but I've had my assessments and stuff, so I'm just waiting for a report from the psychiatrists. You know, I don't really hope it will, and either way, well, I don't care what it is, frankly, because... I've seen enough improvement in my kind of IBS, the irritable bowel syndrome that started all of this, that I can deal with struggling with mental health problems, and I've got a loving wife and a dog, and, you know, I could be a lot worse off. So yeah, I'm kind of pretty Yeah, I'm not kind of evangelically sort of thrilled with that, but with not having like sanity on my side at the minute. But it's never robbed me of my creativity and my sort of overactive mind. Well, that's half the problem, but my overactive mind, that is. And the tranquilizers I was given by the doctor, they did, and it was horrible, and it was really troubling to me that that I was going to, I mean, the potential to lose brain capacity long term, all sorts of things, you know, they all bothered me to an extent. I dread to, you know, I feel sorry for people that have to take it in larger doses. I really do, because I didn't enjoy it. It really robbed me of my personality, really. And I think, you know, if my personality is to be jittery, or, you know, to be slightly overactive of the mind in not particularly useful ways, then, you know, so be it. I'm kind of happy with that, you know. My wife loved me for it, I think. I don't know, it doesn't seem that bad, and it isn't my problem, you know. I don't want to be confusing my personality with my mental health problems, and I think if I confuse them, then, you know, what chance have the doctors got? So yeah, I'm just going to stop on the basis that I'm sure I'm ranting, and if I stop now, at least it won't have been too long a rant. But linked back to Twitter, I think, so this uploads, it should tweet, and mainly because I've been watching Twitter much more in the past week or two, and I've seen lots of old faces popping up, and I've really enjoyed following them, and I realised why I was following them in the first place. I've reduced my following list quite a lot, I think to about 400 and something, but that's more out of the fact that I just can't keep on top of it otherwise, because I like to follow it, you know. I don't just like to... well, I do like to pop in once or twice a day, but I like to have a manageable amount of things to glance through with a cup of tea. And it was just getting silly, so I pretty much made a rule of, if anyone's tweeted anything about boosting your followers or anything that wasn't something that came from them about something they're interested in, you know, a post to their blog is cool, all of that stuff's great, I love it. Random comments are fine, but I don't like the selling aspect on Twitter, and I don't see the point of having lots of followers either. So, well, I do if you're a business, but, you know, I'm not a business. So, yeah, if I've removed you and you're listening to this, then it's no offence. It's just a matter of I'm having enough trouble coping with making myself a cup of tea and getting out of the house with my dog. Following you was too much. yeah. See, I still haven't stopped. Right, I will now.